grace, mercy, peace, and joy be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today you have just heard in the reading for today, but I would like to call your attention to three of the verses in the middle of that reading. That's 2 Peter 3, verses 9 to 11. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? Thus far the text. Hello, this is your special reporter, I Am Christian, speaking to you from the throne room of the King of Kings here in heaven. Time means nothing here, since with the Lord, a day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years is as a day. So we'll call this moment, by choice, 2979 A.D. here in heaven. A thousand years, or let's say, like a day, after 1979. Back there on Earth where you are, it is still 1979, but I am hoping that the members of Christ's Church, especially those now gathered in Concordia Seminary, are tuned in and listening. As I look back, I remember that awesome event that took place not long after the year 1979. Peter called it the Day of the Lord. And so it happened. It came as a thief when very many people were not expecting it. And it brought total destruction, the end of the universe, as you know it, back in 1979. How thankful I was on that great day, and I'm eternally thankful here and now also, that the Lamb of God, now sitting on the throne of history and of eternity just up above me, shed his blood and suffered and died in my place for every sin I ever committed when I was back there where you are now. He, the Lamb of God, canceled even the mountains of sins in my life, most of which I could not even see when I was back there. And how much patience he had with me. He not only died for me, but also rose again and sent his Holy Spirit to give me the crucial and beautiful gift of faith in Jesus Christ and kept me in that faith and even caused me to bring forth